Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? This is Jalen, and you are listening to the G-Spot Radio Show. Nike, are you there?
I'm here, Jay. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you? Well, I just asked you that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Just asked you how, I'm kind of tripping. Anywho,
okay.
How was your day today?
It was great.
That's good. That's good. I had a great day, too. Even though you didn't ask, you don't care. Anyway, listeners, we're not going to focus on Nike right now. I'm hoping everybody had a great day. I know in Chicago right now we've got something like a blizzard going on, but I hope everybody else is having some great weather. Tonight we've got the second part of the myths and assumptions about the LGBT community. If you were listening in last week, then you heard us talk about just the different myths that we got from a list that was given out by a couple of doctors. I believe it was out in California. And so we're just addressing those issues. Nike, is there anything that you want to say before we get started?
No, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to the people on MySpace for hitting us up and sending in their music. Just all our listeners just know that we got some great, great things that's coming. So stay in there with us, and you're really going to be amazed by what we're going to bring to you in the upcoming weeks and months.
Most definitely. We've got some really lovely things coming up, and I'm really looking forward to it. Can I... Let me get the permission from the lady of the house. Can I just like leak just one of the secrets, or do I have to wait?
Which secret do you want to leak? Well, you got to give me a hint first.
it's about Monday.
Oh no, that is such, you know what? That is such a big secret.
That's a big secret?
Oh, gosh, that's such a big secret. I don't know.
Come on, we got to tell them something.
Okay, you know, oh, man, that's a big one. If you guys are listening, you better know that this is some good news that she's trying to give you.
Come on, Nike, let me tell them, please.
Are you begging?
Please.
Are you begging?
Baby, I'm begging.
Are you on your knees?
Yes, I'm on my knees.
Oh, I like. See, I gotta tell myself this is how you get your stud in check. I like that, and this ain't even my stud. Woo, watch out now.
You're stupid. Watch out.
Okay, you can tell him. You can tell him.
Okay, yay, listeners. We are adding a new night for G-Spot Radio Show. That night is going to be on Monday nights, and it's looking like we're going to start that the week, I believe that's February 11th. That's the week that it's looking like we're going to start. It's going to be a little bit earlier for you all who complain about the time being so late. We're going to try and accommodate you. But this new night, we're going to have features. We're going to have some great guests on. Nike would kill me if I told you the guests.
Yes, I would kill you.
She'd kill me if I told you all the first guests,
but
I'm not going
to
do that.
Okay, but wait, I have to stop here. When we tell you guys that we are doing some big things, I can't even, every time I think about this first guest, I get chills. I get like at a loss of words, like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just cannot believe who, you know, we've been communicating with. And I just get really extra girly, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, you know, you guys, trust me, you guys are going to love it. It is truly for us, by us. This woman is phenomenal. I'm going to stop right there. Go ahead, Jay. I'm just not going to even start because
It's okay. I understand. Anywho, listeners, like I said, we've got some great guests coming. And if you want to find out who that guest is before we leak it to the rest of the population, make sure you're checking out our MySpace page as often as you can, because we are definitely going to post that. And only the people that look at our page, only they're going to know. So that's myspace.com/G-Spot Radio Show. Hit us up, and you will find out who that first feature is soon enough. Tonight we've got a great show in store for you all. Like I said, we're going to finish up this part two of the myths and assumptions about the LGBT community. We're supposed to be having a guest come on a little bit later. And tonight we're not going to have a featured musical artist, but that's okay, because I think we got enough here to take care of you listeners. So I'm going to start off with this first topic, if that's okay with you, Nike. Nike?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Take your energy drink, boo-boo.
Okay. I have my energy drink.
It's okay. It's okay. I know. Okay, so this first topic, again, wait, let me just let you all know. This is from, it was compiled by Dr. Carmen Cruz and Courtney Abreu of the TWU Counseling Center. And it's just some assumptions that, you know, people have about the LGBT community. So leaving off from last week, this first topic says, gay people do not have stable or long relationships, okay? And the comment on that, or the response to that is, even though gay and lesbian relationships do not have the social supports which heterosexual relationships have, many gays and lesbians form long-term monogamous, stable relationships and consider themselves to have a lifetime commitment to each other. Many heterosexual people have trouble forming stable relationships. So do some gay, lesbian, and bisexual people. So, Nike, tell me what you think about that. Nike, you there?
Don't think that it's me. Let me tell you, I'm having problems with my mic tonight. So don't think that I'm asleep over here, because I'm not asleep. But anyway,
okay.
what I was saying was that I certainly agree with the answers that they gave, because a lot of gay people that I know have very stable and long. As a matter of fact, I think that a lot of women do have long relationships. Me personally, myself, all I've been in is long relationships. I think that's because a lot of the times in our community, we really don't get it mixed up. A lot of the times. You have some chicks, some chicks that don't understand, hey, this is just a booty call, I'm just trying to hit it and quit it. But for the most part, we pretty much know, look, this is just a booty call, I'm going to hit it and quit it. So you end up hitting and quitting a whole lot more females than you end up in a relationship with. But when you do get in a relationship, they are very long and very stable. Like I said, I've been gay for some years. I'm not going to say it because I reveal my age. But
ooh.
I've been gay for most of my life. And in the entire time that I've been in this life, I've been in only three relationships. And they've each been for, you know, at least 3, 4, 5 years. So, I agree with the answer here.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I think gay. I don't think the length of a relationship is determined by the sex that you choose to be with. You know, it's indicative of how well you match yourself up, you know, with your partner. So sexual orientation has nothing to do with, you know, the length of time that a relationship will last. Callers, if there's anything that you all want to say or any comments that you have about tonight's show, anything that we say, even if we talked about it 5 minutes ago, you can still call in. The number is 646-378-1835. Again, that is 646-378-1835. Nike, you want to go ahead into the next topic?
Absolutely. And the next topic here says that gay people do not have children. Many gays and lesbians are parents. They may have children from a prior heterosexual relationship. Many come out later in life. They may also choose to have children within their gay or lesbian relationship by adoption or artificial insemination. And I absolutely 100% agree with that. I've known from the time that I was younger that I wanted to have a child. So when thinking about me having children, it wasn't about, oh, I want to have a child if I'm with a man, or and then if I'm with a woman, I don't want to have a child. It was just the fact of me knowing that I wanted to grow up and to have children. That don't change just because you become gay. So we do have children. I think that it's just harder for us to have children. Women, gay women, tend to have it much, much easier than gay males, because a gay woman, she has many other methods of, you know, having a child. There's in vitro fertilization. There's artificial insemination. So she can go to the sperm bank. There's a lot of sperm banks now that will give directly the ship, basically ship the specimen directly to your homes. So if you and your partner are in a committed relationship and you want to have a child, it's now available to you. Whereas with the males, they have to have that female there, someone to carry the child for them, and they often don't find someone that's willing to carry a child to term and then hand it over to them, or, you know, allow them to adopt the child out. So they sort of get into it, and especially when it's talking about, well, if they can't have the children, then they could try and go and, you know, become foster parents or adopt children. They have it harder, so a lot of gay males just aren't able, you know, have the children that they dream of having. But it is absolutely a lie to say that gay people do not have children. We have children, you know. It's just a matter of what means we take to get them. And because a lot of lesbians, males, do come out later in life, a lot of times you'll find that they do have children before they actually, you know, came out into the gay lifestyle.
Definitely. I think you brought up a couple of really important topics. You know, I really loathe the discrimination against gay males for adoption. I think it's very unfair to say that they can't raise a child, you know, just as well as two lesbians would, because, you know, of course a man can't be a mother just as a mother can't be a father.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean that without that, I guess, other half per se, that they'll be an unsuccessful parent. I think that's freaking baloney, man. I think that's such a pile of crap. Let's see. Let's go ahead and make our way into the next topic. The next topic is, homophobia only exists in straight people. And their response is, their response is the definition of homophobia, okay? And the definition is an irrational fear of homosexuals or of being homosexual, and that exists in straight, gay, lesbian, and bisexual people growing up in a culture that oppresses people who are not heterosexual. Gays, lesbians, and bisexuals have homophobic feelings just as straight people do. They have internalized these feelings from the culture and often have problems with self-hatred and lack of self-acceptance. Nike, tell me what you think about that.
Personally, I 100% agree with that, because I feel that within the homosexual community, you'll find subtle homophobia, whereas I've heard a lot of lesbian females make very discriminating comments and very prejudiced comments about gay males. And to me, that is just as much homophobia, that's just as homophobic as it is for a straight person to make those comments about a gay male. So I do feel like it is crazy to think that you can only be homophobic if you are heterosexual. That's not the case. Homophobia exists all throughout the board, and I definitely agree with the answer. I think that these doctors pretty much, I think I can say that I feel like generally over everything that we're going over here, the comments that they had last week and the ones that they had this week, I feel like they are really, really on point as far as addressing some of these myths and assumptions.
Yeah, I completely agree. They're doing a great job. You know, they did a great job when they compiled this. Because, you know, as you said, you know, I too have associates that have said, oh, I think gay marriage is so gross. And that, to me, is the ultimate example of ignorance, you know. How is it that you think it's okay for you to bump uglies with somebody of the same sex? Yes, I said bump uglies.
Why does it have to be ugly? Can it not be cute?
Okay, you're right. So it's okay for you to bump pretties with someone of the same sex, but because they're two men, they can't, like, it's gross because they do it. Come on now. I don't even see that. Their definition where it says an irrational fear of homosexuals, that is so true because there's no rationality to that.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
That's just asinine.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that a person can be homophobic of themselves?
Oh, definitely.
So I really hope that our listeners understand that. Sometimes you'll have a person that was raised in a society that said that it was very wrong to be a homosexual, and they were raised against it. And those are the people that repress themselves and that, you know, fight all of their lives about being gay. That can also be considered as being homophobic against themselves.
I think, you know, sometimes, and I said sometimes, those are the people who choose to stay in the closet, you know, or those are sometimes the people who just don't really admit to themselves that they are not happy conforming to the norm, you know. Oftentimes, people that are in the closet are there because they feel as though not only does everybody else view what they choose to do as being wrong, but they themselves view their actions as being immoral or, you know, nasty or, you know, whatever the case may be. So homophobia can, you know, just like you have racism and color, what is it, color, what's the word when, color struck, yes. You know how, like, you have black people, you know how you have black people that only like light-skinned people or, you know. I think that's the perfect example. Or, you know, you have black people that think, that have, you know, come up. They think that they're better than all the other black people, and therefore black people are just lazy and this and that. It's the same thing, you know.
I absolutely agree with that. I do agree with that, and I would love, like I said, you know, we tell you guys every week, we're here for you, so we would love for you guys to call in, express your opinions. The call-in number is 646-378-1835. We would definitely love for you guys to go on to our, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos in order to hear us. Just, you know what I'm saying, just to... let us know what the community is thinking. Put your thoughts out there because this is definitely an avenue that we've established for you. And for those people that's continuing to call in and email us and get on our MySpace and leave us comments, we definitely want to say thank you. We appreciate everything that you've been doing for us. And we're going to go into the next one, our myth or assumption that says, if a person has sex with an opposite sex, then they can't be gay. And the doctor's answer to this was, many people do not realize they are gay until later in life, partly because of the negative views our society holds of gay people. prior to this, they may have heterosexual relationships. Some gay and lesbians also engage in heterosexual relationships in an effort to hide or deny their gay or lesbian identity. And many people are not exclusively either heterosexual or homosexual. They may find themselves attracted to people of either gender. At different times, they may engage in both heterosexual and homosexual relationships. Jayla?
Now, I'm not a person to perpetuate the whole down low issue, because I think it just got blown up a whole lot when J.O. King was on Oprah. But this is often the mentality of not just down low brothers, but down low sisters and down low essays and, you know, down low whoever, you know. There's so many people who think that, well, you know, if I'm a guy, as long as I'm having sex with a female, you know, me getting my dick sucked by another dude is okay, you know. Or females that think, well, you know, I don't go down on other women, you know, I just get a little head from this female over here, but, you know, I make sure I get some dick here and there. Okay, well, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not straight. You know, you're not heterosexual. You know, once you engage in that, then hey, it's time to reclassify yourself.
And you know what I want to add on to that is that I think the problem is that when you're talking to uneducated people. And I call them educated because they're not educated in the lifestyle of homosexuality. When you're talking to those people and you're talking to a lot of biased heterosexual people, they tend to equate homosexuality just with the act of having sex with someone of the same gender. So that's why a lot of the topics and a lot of the assumptions always means that it always relates to having sex, because I can be having sex with a man every single day, but my heart and my mind could still be loving a woman, and I would be considered gay. It's not about who you sleep with, but it's about that natural basic attraction. Who are you attracted to? Who do you love? So, I mean, you can sleep with anyone. People, here's the thing. You can have a gay woman that's raped by a straight man, but just because she slept with that straight man, does that now mean that she's not gay? To have sex with someone should never take away from who it is that you are. You're who you are without having sex. As a matter of fact, I could never have sex with another woman, and I would still be gay.
Girl, that's that lesbianism running through your veins. Ow!
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't even got to touch a woman for them thoughts to start running through my veins. Like, yeah, come here, girl. Anyway. We do have, I don't mean to break away, but I'm not even going to go there with Jalen tonight. We do have someone on the line that we're going to bring on, and she's going to come on the line, and she's going to, you guys have heard about Powwow. When I bring her on, I'm going to give her the opportunity to tell us a little bit about Powwow, and then she has some special information to give us from Powwow. Ladies, if you guys are listening, I want you to make sure that you get your pens and paper or put it down on your email to make sure that you get all the information that she says to us so that you can say this information. Hello, Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you? Fascinating conversation.
Thank you very much. Welcome to G-Spot.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to G-Spot, Jackie.
Jasmine. How you doing? Tell as much about Powwow as I could now since you've been coming.
I know. I'm a little Powwow fiend.
Great. Well, let's see. What about Powwow? Powwow's 5 years old. And actually, there's sort of two paths to Powwow. One is that Powwow is following the path of women's music. Now, the stuff we do, spoken word and music and so forth, is very much our culture. That is African-American culture and women of color culture. But there has been places, for example, that was places for where women could feel safe and comfortable with each other. And we're largely talking about spaces for lesbians, from which Powwow is following that tradition. For 31 years, we had Mountain Moving Coffee House in Chicago. And for a number of years, it was the only women-born, women-only space in the country. And Cece Carter, who is the founder and the person who dreamed of and gave us Powwow, when she first came to Chicago, she's from New York, one of the first places, and I was a producer at Mountain Moving, one of the first places that she performed where we found out how incredibly talented she was at Mountain Moving. And subsequent to that, she did our February show, which was, of course, a show that was a part of our Black History celebration. And so Cece produced some very fabulous shows for the audiences at Mountain Moving. And frankly, that was when we had an audience that was very large and predominantly lesbians of color. So Cece also was part of a group in Chicago that was an ensemble called A Real Read. And they were also spoken word performers. And it was a group of African Americans, lesbians, gay men, and transgendered folk. And it was quite fabulous. And Cece was, of course, a major part of that and a major performer because she was also for 10 years a fabulous and award-winning slam artist. So she wanted to do programming, and we very much need it on the south side of Chicago, which is where the south and west sides of the city are where most of the lesbians of color live and hang out. We needed something. And so Cece got the opportunity to have a place, which was our original space, Leo's Den. And we started Powwow Wednesday. Our first audience was 12 folk, who still come, by the way. And it just grew by word of mouth. It isn't something that we, you know, we didn't do online stuff like we do now. We didn't have blasts and all that. The audiences grew by word of mouth. And I think what we do that's important is provide a venue for young lesbian, gay, bi, trans artists to be able to perform their work to an audience that will appreciate who they are and the themes and things and ideas that they want to talk about. And so we ultimately came to Lee's Unleaded Blues Club a few years ago, and that's been a marvelous experience for us. And we've grown, and we are now bringing, and Cece has always brought folks to Chicago because she's well known, who are willing to come here. We have no money to pay anybody and perform for us. People like Stacey Ann Chin have come here for nothing to perform in our bar, you know, our Powwow Wednesday or Powwow Tuesday. So we've been really, really fortunate to have her. We've done two productions of the Vagina Monologues in ways that no one in the country has done them. And Eve Ensler, the person who wrote them, has told us that, came here and came to Lee's Unleaded Blues Club with her entourage and told us her story from our stage there. So we've had some really fabulous experiences and been able to bring some great folks to this town for lesbians who ordinarily don't have this kind of thing available to them on a weekly basis. In fact, we've been told we're the only weekly space for lesbians of color in the country. So next Tuesday, we are celebrating our fifth anniversary, and we're having another fabulous show. This one's going to be at the Polo Club, which is at 3322 South Morgan. And we're having Stacey Ann Chin, Sharon Bridgeforth, who is also brilliant, and we're having four or five deaf poets kind of reunion. So that's going to be our show. It's a great place. Tickets are $30, $2, $4, $50. And with that, you get food, a free drink, and a fabulous show. And we have sponsorships that are $100, which you get two tickets, all that other stuff, plus your name in the program and preferred seating. So it's going to be a fabulous show. And thank you for giving me the chance to say all that.
Well, Jackie, I first want to say, you seem like you've been in the community for quite a while yourself.
I'm an old lady, baby. I've been in this community forever. And a few others around the country, too.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing. We need women like you to sort of, you know, keep educating some of these young girls that's out there and show them the right way to go. So,
well,
we definitely think.
I think that we don't know that yet.
We don't know that? Well, guess what? G-Spot is here to let them know that. That's what we're here for. Well, I definitely do agree with you when you were saying that CC is one of the pioneers of our community, especially when it comes to the spoken word scene. I'm a spoken word artist myself.
Yes.
And I first had the pleasure of meeting her maybe about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. We were both in Atlanta
mm-hmm.
with the Girls in the Night.
Oh, yeah.
Black Pride. And she was there along with Ty Freedom Ford.
Oh, that I
and,
love Ty. Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Oh, I love her. She's come to Chicago. In fact, she won our slam a few times.
You know
Black
what?
Pride
I think
slam.
My favorite line of Ty is when she says, you know, my appetite for bullshit has
mm-hmm.
diminished.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I absolutely love Ty, but Cece was there at the event. Cece and Ty Freedom Ford. So I fell in love with Cece's hips, and I fell in love with Ty's demeanor, and I truly knew that I was a lesbian.
All
and
right.
I mean, that was so many years ago. And then last year, I went up to St. Louis, Missouri, with Sister Speak organization,
mm-hmm.
founded by a young lady by the name of Naila.
Mm-hmm.
And Cece was there, and I got a chance to really be with her and her partner and get to know her a whole lot better. And
okay.
it was such a wonderful experience for me because this was someone that I knew, you know, when I, you know, those I was younger. I was a little teenager
mm-hmm.
hanging out in Atlanta for a gay pride, trying to do grown folks things, you know. So it was, you know, all BS aside, it was such a phenomenal experience for me to have the chance to hang out with this woman that I grew up looking to, because when I was writing my poetry, I was used to, you know, talking about, you know, the sky and the moon and other things that I was feeling. And then
mm-hmm.
I went to this place and this space where this woman is talking about her hips and this
mm-hmm.
lesbian that did this to her. And she's up on the stage talking about being gay. And I'm looking like, did she just say she sucked her clit? What?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was something that I hadn't been experienced to. So that year was the first year that I was actually experienced to something like that. So Cece truly is a pioneer, and
Cece has another characteristic, which is the reason that I've worked with her since the day she got here. Cece always gives back.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing. Every performance, Cece has always used folks from the community, and we have, you know, supported. We support each other, but Cece always gives back, and she never forgets along the way all the folks that have been in her life. And
mm-hmm.
so she has a huge amount of integrity and a huge commitment to building
mm-hmm.
community, which is, you know, which are things that I just have a huge amount of respect for. And she's always been that way.
Absolutely.
So, yes, there are many things about Cece, I think, to admire and to, you know, to model.
And
she's a fabulous person.
Outside of Cece Carter, you mentioned someone that makes my bones hot. Stacey Anton.
Oh,
ladies,
that's my
ladies,
baby.
You must hear me. You must listen. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? See, let me bring it down a few octaves just so that you can understand what I'm saying. Stacey Anton. Oh, my. If you don't know her, her website is StaceyAnnCHIN.com. You must check out the phenomenal, wonderful Stacey Anton. She is a spoken word artist. She is an activist. She is a pioneer in this community. And
mm-hmm.
like we used to say back in the day, she is all that and a bag of chips.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm talking Doritos. she's going to be a powwow.
Oh,
powwow.
Stacey.
February the 5th.
Yes.
What time and what's the address?
3322 South Morgan. It's near the ballpark if you live in Chicago.
Mhm. But and do you guys still have tickets available for the show?
Yes, and you can get tickets on PayPal. You can get tickets if you go to the Powwow website. And actually, you can get tickets from me.
Okay, how can they get in touch with you?
I'll give you my phone number. It's 847-328-7715.
Okay, and if you could just repeat that once again for those that were scrambling and trying to get it, but they were slipping on their panties on the way because we were talking about Stacey. Say it again, please.
So the address is 3322 South Morgan, and the doors open at 6, and the show is from 7 to 9. And you'll have good food, cash bar, but there's one free drink with the ticket. And a great time. They're going to be a reunion of deaf poets as well as Stacey Ann. And I have a suspicion that Cece is going to perform some of her new work.
Jackie,
that's
can
a
I
suspicion.
Come?
Suspicion, huh?
Jackie, can I fly up to Chicago and come to the show?
Yeah.
I can come?
Well, of course.
I want to come.
You're the press. I'm president of Pow Wow.
Wow. Are you really?
Yeah, so I said, honey, if you want to come, you're the press.
Oh, wow. You guys hear that, right? So you can't take it back because it's been put out there and we got a lot
of
listeners.
That's why I put it out because I won't go around saying Jackie lied because I know too many people and, you know, I have my reputation to protect. So I'll be there. You are the press. You say, you know, you come in and ask for me. I'll probably be at the door, but you come in and ask for me.
Well, Jackie, you know what? I really might make that trip up from Florida just to see you guys.
Wait, I'd like to say something. So, Jackie, if Nike is the press, that means that I'm the press. Which means that I paid for a ticket.
Whatever. You did not pay for the ticket. You supported a cause. That is what we are here for.
Yeah, we have an ensemble we're trying to pay because we have
absolutely.
We want to send them out and stuff. Plus, we've got to pay for this event. But, Jasmine, we can work on it.
I got you. No.
Because you know me, baby. You know me.
I know you. And you know what? I'm so passionate about Powwow. I think Powwow is doing wonderful things for the community. And even if the tickets were $100, I promise to God I will be there.
Well,
so,
I want you there. I want everybody there.
Well, Jackie, we want to say thank you so, so very much for calling in. And as the president of Powwow, we definitely will be reaching out to you in the future so that we can talk a little bit more about you. And I don't know, something tell me that you got a little bit of history to you that I think that it would be good if you share with our readers. So,
well, thank
I got
you very
number.
Much for the opportunity. You
absolutely.
Have a great show.
And I will be calling you to see if we can schedule something in the future. Okay, Jackie?
Great.
All right, you have
thank
a great
you.
Night.
Take
bye.
Care.
All right, Jackie, peace out.
Jasmine, what's up?
I'm
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Nike. Nike Jalen is doing really good over here. For the listeners that don't know, my government name is Jasmine, but yeah, my rainbow love name is Jalen. So yeah, that's why you know you all heard that conflict. Nike, are you ready to go ahead and finish out these myths and assumptions?
No, I ain't ready to do nothing because we was talking about Stacey and Chen, and I got excited. And Ty Freedom Ford. Y'all don't know Ty Freedom Ford. Y'all got to go to TAIFREEDOMFORD.com. Man, Ty Freedom Ford, she need not ever
Nike?
Listen to this show.
Nike, go check your drawers, boo.
You know what?
Your draw.
In the words of Ty, my appetite for bullshit has diminished. Yes, it has. Okay, this is your girl Nike, and this is Jalen on G Spot Radio Show that you guys are listening to, and we are talking about myths and assumptions about the LGBT community, and we just had Jackie on the show. And Jackie is the president of Pow Wow, Powwow will be having their anniversary show on Tuesday, February the 5th, with CeCe Carter, Stacey Anton, all that up in the Chicago area. You guys, make sure you go out and show them some love, because I got a press pass. Anywho.
Yes. And I will be there too, because Powwow's turning 5. Powwow can go to kindergarten now. So that's what's
Absolutely.
Up.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and hit this myths and assumptions list
okay.
back.
Dylan, you can definitely go ahead.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Yeah.
All right. This next topic says, gay people can't control their sexual urges. And the response to this is, gay people have the same range of level of sexual. Okay, I just messed it up. Let me start all over, okay? Gay people have the same range of level of sexual desires as others. This myth may arise from defining gay people by their sexual behavior, i.e., being gay or lesbian is all about whom you have sex with. Many other factors go into LGB identity. And I think this is definitely true. I think, that myth is something that people always have because they think that, you know, gay people are perverts or are pedophiles, you know, because you have, you know, you do have some people that sexually abuse children, as we were talking about last week. So, you know, I think that they did a good job of shattering this myth. You know, it has nothing to do with your sexual orientation, you know, your sexual urges. That's not related to your sexual orientation, because I know a lot of gay people who experience bed death. And that, you know, that kind of lets you know that they're not really, you know, that they have diminished sexual urges. And I know a lot of straight people who are freaking nymphos, you know. And, you know, that those are like binary oppositions, you know. Nike, tell me, well, what do you think about it?
Okay, well, personally, I'm going to tell you what I think about it. But if you guys are in our chat room, I just want you guys to know we got some ladies that's chatting about some things inside of our chat room, from talking about who is a good catch and who's not a good catch and killing their MySpace pages. And we got our guest Jamel on. And Jamel, you are one hell of a good catch, sweetheart. You better be lucky I ain't trying to get you for myself. But anyway.
Oh, wait. With the saying of that, let me just say,
wait,
Coco.
Wait.
Wait. Coco, girl, you got it.
We acting up tonight, ladies. We are. But as far as that's concerned, of course gay people can control their sexual urges. A lot of stereotypes is just negative. But I think that women are used to being repressed so long in heterosexual communities that when they get into the homosexual community, they don't have to repress those sexual desires that they have. We can be sexual and free. We can be freaks. We can be nymphos. I mean, when you're looking at the L word, Shane gets more ass than most women change panties on a daily basis. I mean, I'm looking at the show, and Shane is having sex with, like, 2 and 3 women. I'm like, ah, that's my idol right there. So, I mean, like, I feel like it.
Shane's kind of nasty, though. Shane's kind of nasty.
We are not
going
to
No. Wait.
L-word is another topic.
Shane didn't wash her hands between having sex with the 2 sisters and then the sister's
mother. I got a question for you. Did she put them in her mouth?
They didn't show that part.
So here's my question. If she ain't put them in her mouth and she went from coochie to coochie, then who's the nasty one? The one that allows her in their coochie or her for not washing her hands?
Ooh.
The way I see it, hey, she ain't put it in her mouth, so she could have kept the train going. But anyway, I ain't going to let my true colors come out tonight. Back to the topic, as I was saying. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we can act on our sexual desires. I mean, I feel like, yes, I do know a lot of lesbian women that are very sexually active, and why not be? You know, if you're in a committed relationship then be committed to that relationship. And if you don't want to be committed to that relationship, then be committed to doing whatever you want to do. But, yeah, we do have sex a lot. A lot. A whole lot. But that doesn't mean we can't control our sexual desires any more so than the next person.
And I don't think it's any more than a heterosexual, you know, group of people, you know. I think gay people have just as much sex as straight people, you know. Although some may disagree with you.
Mm-mm, absolutely.
Now, are you ready to hit up this last, hit up this next topic?
Yeah, we're going to hit up the next topic, and we're going to keep it going so we can definitely put these out there. And what I want to say, okay, this says coming out is a one-time process. For most people, coming out is a lifetime process. In any new situation or relationship, the gay person must decide how out to be. These situations can include simple activities, example, shopping, opening a joint checking account, picking out furniture, buying jewelry, taking your child to the doctor, attending a parent night at school, or having company over to your home. So coming out is not a one-time process. It is a lifetime process. As you introduce new people into your life and new situations, you will find that you are forever coming out. You're always having to judge a situation to see how out you can be within that situation. So it's definitely not a one-time process. Okay?
Definitely. Like you hit the nail on the head. It's a lifetime process, you know. You constantly meet new people, and sometimes you got to figure out if this person is intelligent or informed enough to not judge you by who you may decide to be life partners with. And so sometimes you kind of got to work your way to coming out to them. So, yeah, that's definitely true. Coming out is a lifetime process. I'm going to hit up this next topic. It says, Hollywood portrayals of gay people are accurate. And their response is, Hollywood reinforces gay and lesbian stereotypes and prejudices. There are few accurate portrayals. The media often focuses on the individuals behaving in extreme ways, i.e. during gay pride marches and or acting effeminate, and that applies to gay males. Nike, what do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. I feel that Hollywood is not very accurate. For example, a lot of the times you see the flaming gay man that's, you know, walking around in his ballerina tutu, snapping his fingers with his lip gloss on. But for those women that's out there dating these guys, a lot of you would be surprised to see that, no, your man doesn't walk around with a tutu, and he's very macho, and he's just as gay as he is macho. And it portrays lesbian women to be these, you know, overly sensitive, click-licking females that like to do is slow and, you know, they always have a little music on. It ain't like that at all. I mean, most females like it rough anyway. But that's just a side note. Just saying that. That's just a side note. I'm just saying that most females are not like they're portrayed on TV. I think that the L Word is only, you know, one of the shows that get almost there. But a lot of the things on there, too, it starts breaking up into a cultural perspective, because even though I love, love, love the L Word, I feel like it leaves a lot out about the black community, and the black community is a large part of the homosexual community. So I don't believe that Hollywood is accurate at all.
And I think although the L Word does a good job on, you know, addressing one aspect of the lesbian community, it doesn't really address the entire community, and that is kind of hard for one show to have a character that's representative of, you know, all the different types of people within a community. I think, you know, we see professional lesbians who have sex, who try to find relationships, who do this, who do that. However, I don't think that it's kind of fair to those people who are in a totally different socioeconomic class. You know, what about poor people who work at Walmart and, you know, just started there 2 months ago, and before then they had been jobless for 8 months? You know, some of those people are gay. And some of those people have a totally different life than those people that we see depicted in the L Word. But, of course, Hollywood goes for what sells, what's going to bring in the most amount of people. And I definitely agree with the shattering of the myth that the doctors did. Nike, let's go ahead and move to the next topic.
We're coming down. You know, this is the last few minutes of the show, and we are coming down to the last few topics. And one says that discrimination only impacts racial and ethnic minority groups. And the answer is there is an extensive discrimination against LGBT people. People can be fired with custody of their children, experience housing discrimination, etc. In most cases, there are no civil rights protection for LGBT people. LGBT people are not eligible for federal jobs, prison, or military positions. Security checks still inquire about sexual orientation. And I certainly agree with that. I mean, when you think about it, the LGBT community is sort of stuck out there on a whole. You know, they're left to fend for themselves, and they are greatly, greatly, greatly discriminated against. And while I think that a lot of people get upset because I've heard a lot of gay males compare the fight of the LGBT community to that of the black community. And while I do feel it is different, to be LGBT is a different experience than to be black. I feel like it is still discrimination. Whereas you're black, you can't change your skin color. When you're homosexual, you can't change your homosexuality. But just on first glance, a person doesn't always know that you're homosexual. But there is a deep, deep, deep discrimination about being homosexual, and you face it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I one of the things that I notice in, like, Chicago is that we have a pride, okay, and then we have a black pride. And so there's discrimination even within LGBT people, within the different types of, you know, racial and ethnic groups. You know, so often, you know, I encounter white gay men who look at me repulsively because I'm a black lesbian, and I'm not very feminine. You know, I am a stud. And so you can kind of look at me and tell, you know. But then I also encounter, and I know other people that encounter white gay men who are open to them, and they, the black lesbians, are kind of narrow-minded to the white guys, and they're like, no, they're white gays, and, you know, all that stuff. So, okay. Anyway, we've got a few more minutes left in the show, so I'm going to hit up this last topic. And this last topic says, being gay is a mental illness. Your response is, the APA, the American Psychiatric Association, determined that being gay is not a mental illness. Okay, it was removed from the official manual that lists all the emotional disorders in 1973. Research has shown that being homosexual is not associated with emotional or social problems. However, many LGBT people experience distress due to oppression and homophobia. Objective scientific research over the past 35 years has consistently shown that homosexual orientation in and of itself is not associated with emotional or social problems. And I think this is really important to address because, you know, you've got people who are out here gypping parents who really believe that being gay is a mental illness, and so, like, they'll call a psychiatrist and say, yeah, my child is gay, and I need you to come and counsel my child and give him some medicine or give him some shock therapy, and they're getting zipped because it's not a mental illness, you know. But I don't want to go off on the deep end with that. Nike, tell me what you think.
I agree with it, and I'm going to leave it as simple as that. And like Janelle said in the group, who's to say that God didn't intend for us to be exactly how we are? And I absolutely agree with that, where she especially, you know, this can change that. You know what? She brought up a good point just that I want to put in here. Fish can change their gender depending on their environment. Think about that. But anywho, I agree with that. And that was our last topic tonight for talking about myths and assumptions within the LGBT community. I want to thank all of our people that's here in the chat room talking. It's been really nice and funny to have a chance to talk with you all. For those of you that would like to send in your comments, go to gspotradioshow@gmail.com. And you can check us out at MySpace, which is myspace.com/gspotradioshow. Now, two other important things that I want to just bring to your attention. If you're listening to the show, it doesn't matter if you're listening live, if you're on a phone, if you listen later on in the week, it's very important that you guys comment on our show. If you can go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos, SpokenChaos, then you'll be able to rate the show. Please rate the show and add us as a favorite. The more people that do that, the higher it sends us, the more ratings we get, the more we'll be able to bring this out here to you. So we appreciate everything that you guys are doing for us. I mean, in a short time period, we're getting so much love. And Jay and I was talking about that last night, you know, and it just really feels a lot for us. It feels really good to us to be appreciated the way we are. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, guys. We thank the community for everything that you're doing for us. And stay tuned, because we got some people that's going to be coming to y'all. You guys are going to just be like, oh, them ladies are not playing. We got some topics that's coming up. We're going to be discussing, I mean, everything from sexual abuse and homosexuality to being gay in the military and how that affects you. So we want you definitely to stay tuned and keep tuning into us. And just another thing, you know, I get like this when I'm running down towards the end of the show, is that we want you guys to really stay tuned, because we are working on getting our own website up and going. So definitely stay tuned. Look out for our website to be up and coming in the next few weeks. Okay?
Yeah. Also, any web designers out there, if you know that you can do some good shit, we don't want no bad people now, because we want our shit to be cute and pretty. So if you just started like 2 weeks ago and you're in your mama's basement, no. But if you're good at what you do, make sure you shoot us an email at gspotradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's gspotradioshow@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on MySpace, myspace.com/gspotradioshow.
Absolutely.
Anything all right,
else?
Nike.
No, oh,
that's all I have.
That's really it, you know, and we want to thank you guys for the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Coco. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Jamel. Thank you, Tonette. We appreciate you guys. We're here for you, and we're going to keep doing this every Thursday. And stay tuned for our weekly Monday feature. You guys have a great night, and we will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.
Good night, next Thursday.
Blog Talk Radio.